students have basic First Amendment rights to freely live out their faith. They don't have to leave their faith behind at the door when they walk in that school. And that has been backed up through multiple court decisions all the way up to the Supreme Court.
This is Family Policy Matters with NC Family President John Rustin.
Thank you for joining us today for Family Policy Matters. On October 4th, many students across our state and nation will take a bold stand for their faith, celebrate their religious freedom, and share the love of Jesus Christ through a simple act, bringing their Bibles to school. Our guest today is Candy Cushman, founder and facilitator of Focus on the Family's Bring Your Bible to School Day, which has grown from 8,000 participants just a few years ago to more than 500,000 expected participants this year. We're delighted to talk with Candy today about Bring Your Bible to School and how students across our state and nation can participate in this exciting and meaningful event on October 4th. Candy, welcome to Family Policy Matters. It's great to have you on the show.
Thanks, John. It's an honor to be with you.
Well, we're delighted to have you, Candy. Now, as we begin our conversation, tell us about Bring Your Bible to School Day. What is the purpose of this event?
Yeah, well, Bring Your Bible to School Day is a nationwide religious freedom initiative that focuses on the family sponsors for students all the way from kindergarten level to college level. So there's lots of different grade levels and ages participating. And the whole purpose of the event is just to have this one day when students can have an educational way to be reminded of their most basic rights. And, you know, that they can just know they're not alone in expressing their faith in a really simple way, taking their Bible to school and talking about it with friends. And the reason we decided to do this is because a few years back, we were getting contacts from students and their families about that they were being told that they couldn't do a simple thing like have their Bible out on their desk during free time. And even kids were, you know, having these experiences where they're walking through the hallways with their Bible and a school official saying, I'm not really sure you're allowed to have that, put that in your locker, it might offend someone, which is just totally wrong. Students have basic First Amendment rights to freely live out their faith. They don't have to leave their faith behind at the door when they walk in that school. And that has been backed up through multiple court decisions all the way up to the Supreme Court. So we just wanted a fun celebratory way to remind kids and their families of what their religious freedom rights are in their schools.
Well, that's so great. Now, Candy, what are the legal guidelines or boundaries that students, parents, teachers, and school administrators need to be aware of as it relates to Bring Your Bible to School Day, particularly in our public schools?
Sure. Well, at a basic level, kids have the right to bring their personal Bible to school, read it during free time, talk about it with friends, as long as they are not disrupting, you know, formal classroom teaching. And I think the thing to understand in general when we're talking about kids being free to express their faith is that the kids' expressions, the students' expressions, are regarded as private speech. The students are not representing the government, because you hear a lot, you know, about these phrases, separation of church and state thrown around, an establishment clause. Well, that applies to mostly to adults who are representing the government in a public school. That does not apply to students' private speech. So they have the right to do things like say a little prayer before lunch, talk about the Bible during periods like recess or lunch period, have before or after school Bible studies that are not, you know, part of the formal class day. And like I said, to read their Bible during free time, as long as these activities are not disrupting formal classroom instruction.
So from a student's perspective, what does it look like to participate in Bring Your Bible to School Day? Do they simply carry around their Bible with them throughout the day, or are there other suggested activities and forms of engagement?
Yeah, so this can look like as involved as they want it to be or as simple as they want it to be. So it's really up to the students. We provide resources on the website, bringyourbible.org, so that they can make this as involved as they would like. But just as an example, it can be as simple as a student who's doing it for the first time, just to stick that Bible in the backpack, maybe have some verses underlined in case someone asks them about their favorite verse or something. But it can be as simple as they take their Bible to school, they take a selfie with it and post their picture with the hashtag #BringYourBible, because that's still an easy way to represent and be part of letting all these thousands, hundreds of thousands of kids know they're not alone. So again, it can be as simple as just taking your Bible to school, taking a selfie with the hashtag #BringYourBible, and just reading it during free time, maybe having a conversation with another friend if God brings that opportunity. Other students choose to make an event out of it. So they will use the free downloadable posters that we have online, and they will put the posters up a few weeks in advance. They will pass out conversation cards that explain why they're doing the event and that help them initiate conversations. For example, the conversation cards, again, that are available online at bringyourbible.org, they just help the students ask basic questions. Like, you know, well, what if there is a God that cares about us and he does have a personal message of hope and love for us in his word, how would that change your life? So it provides basic conversation tools to just help them get a dialogue started. So there's things like t-shirt designs and stickers that they can print out if they want to make it a full-fledged event as well.
That's great, and it's great that those resources are available. So how can students find out if there are plans for Bring Your Bible to School Day at their school, or even if they decide that there may not be plans yet, take on a leadership role to do so at their own school?
Well, if they go to the website, they can find easy tools used to just start spreading the word on social media so they can rally their own classmates. Or I would suggest that they get in touch with a Christian club in the school. Or if they don't have those resources, I think a great idea is to meet with their church, their youth group, their children's group, and just get some prayer the night before the event. You know, the event is on Thursday, October 4th, so it makes it easy for churches to meet with kids the day before Wednesday night during the Wednesday night services. And I suggest that they just get some support at their churches, with the youth there, and pray together over what's happening in the various schools so that, you know, even if you're the only one doing it at your school, you know there are other kids doing it at other schools around you. So that'd probably be the easiest way to get word out and find out about other students is via social media. A lot of people will create Bring Your Bible events on their own. As far as our part, you know, we really are trying to emphasize this being a student-led event.
Right,
so while we're making available the free resources, And we do encourage people to sign up to be counted so we have a good estimate of the number of kids doing this across the nation. It's really up to them to lead and organize it in their particular school.
You're listening to Family Policy Matters, a resource from NC Family. To listen to our radio show online and for more resources that will help you be a voice of persuasion in your community, go to our website at ncfamily.org.
So, Candy, from your perspective, where does Bring Your Bible to School Day fit into our national conversation about religious liberty and academic freedom? It seems like there's a lot happening in this arena and that there are a lot of misunderstandings, frankly, about what is permissible and what's not permissible, especially in the academic arena.
Well, you know what's amazing is that the courts keep backing the students' free speech and religious freedom rights. Every year we have new cases where the courts have backed this. And in fact, I just found out about one of the first legal wins for a Bring Your Bible to School Day participant. And this was out of Rhode Island. It was a little first grader that brought some of the Bring Your Bible to School Day coloring sheets to school and wanted to give a Bible to her friend Mary. And she actually had those things confiscated and was told to go to the principal's office.
Wow.
So it was really over the top. But, you know, 5 months later, they have finally acknowledged, okay, yeah, we can't do that. She does have a right to give a Bible to a friend and to share coloring sheets during free time. But the cool thing about that is that just her small action has now set a precedent for every student in her school. So every time a student is bold like this and a family is bold, it paves the way for thousands of other kids to have their religious freedom rights respected and to express what they believe about God with their friends. So It's interesting. We see these cases happening every year, whether it's a student graduating that's told they can't say the name of Jesus or mention God in their graduation speech. So we keep having it made clear that when kids want to express a Bible verse or a simple expression of faith, school cannot censor that without a really high bar for doing that, like that there's going to be a huge protest, which is rarely the case.
Well, I think that's just a great encouragement. And the stories of children and students who just express their faith throughout the day, and they may be challenged by their teacher, by those in the school administration. But I think you would probably agree, and what we've seen more often than not is if and when those challenges come, and then those teachers or school administrators are informed of the law, that they will change their tune fairly quickly and realize that, hey, students do have a lot of rights when it comes to just living out their faith.
Well, it definitely is a powerful way of shining the light in our schools, because what happens is if people don't exercise those rights, then you just have increased censorship in this increased environment of the Bible is banned and your faith is something to be ashamed of. But when you take small steps to just be bold in expressing your faith, like you said, usually it's a quick turnaround. I don't know of any student that has participated in this event that has lost their right or lost a case with their right to express, to bring their Bible to school or express their faith. I know of zero losses in that area. It's rare even that there's a longer battle, but even when there is, it's always been a victory.
Well, Candy, it's exciting to hear about this, the first grader and the impact that she has had. But I know that since Bring Your Bible to School Day has been going on for a number of years, that there are many stories of that type of thing. What are some of your favorite stories from Bring Your Bible to School Day?
Well, I think one of my favorite stories is Carson, who has done the event multiple years in a row now. But the first time he did it, his mom shared with me that there was this school bully who was actually making fun of the Christian kids. That was happening before they did Bring Your Bible School Day, and he was saying things to the kids like, what you believe is stupid, how can you believe something so silly? And so when Carson decided to participate in Bring Your Bible to School Day, he had all these little Bibles that he was going to distribute and got on the school bus with them, and he was sort of geared up for his first encounter with, with the school bully. And then it turns out, as God would have it, this kid walked up and was the first kid to ask for a Bible.
Wow.
He said, I want to have one of those. And then after that, he and Carson were actually reading it together and talking about it together. And he stopped bullying the kids after that for having their Christian faith. I don't know what God was doing in that kid's heart, but it was an amazing experience for Carson. So the next year, he went even more full steam and did a big fundraiser. They had a little booth out, like a bakery, a bake sale. And they raised enough dollars to buy 600 Bibles and distribute them in 4 grade levels. So some of these kids, I think they're going to be running for president someday, because it's amazing the initiative they show. So that'd be one of my favorite stories.
Well, that's so cool. And Candy, I know, as you've just shared, the intent of Bring Your Bible to School Day is not to have just a one-day event, but to do something that has a long-lasting impact. So once October 4th passes, what can students do to build on the momentum that's created during Bring Your Bible to School Day and then keep the conversation going about living out their faith and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ at school?
Yeah, you know, and on the website, we do have tips for kids that want to keep the conversation going, kind of pay it forward challenges type thing. But a lot of kids do start an after-school Bible study as a result of this event. And I'm thinking of one student. She's got a video on the website people can watch to hear her story. But she started a Bible study. And actually, one of the first things that happened was that one of her classmates gave her life to the Lord, gave her life to Jesus as a result of conversations happening in that after-school Bible study. And in fact, when we did a survey after the event, we found that hundreds of kids, you know, were reporting that experience, that their friends were deciding to follow Jesus out of conversations following this event. So, you know, the Bible study is just one way. I mean, I would refer them to the website bringyourbible.org for a list of, you know, a ton of other fun activities they can do, everything from doing a Bible celebration Sunday at their church to giving a Bible to the family to the school bus driver. There's lots of fun activities and ideas as a way to keep it moving forward.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Candy. Now, I want to share that website one more time. Focus on the Families Bring Your Bible to School Day, which is bringyourbible.org. Again, bringyourbible.org. And with that, Candy Cushman, I want to thank you so much for being with us on Family Policy Matters and for your incredibly important work at Focus on the Family to encourage students, parents, teachers, and all of us, for that matter, to live out our faith in our schools and in our communities.
Thank you so much, John. And I should mention just one more thing to encourage students and their parents, and that is that every individual who signs up for Bring Your Bible to School Day this year has a chance to win a trip for a family of four to meet Sadie Robertson in person. She has a real heart for things like this and for kids, you know, feeling the freedom to express their faith. So she's a partner with us in this, and that's her way of helping to encourage youth as well.
Great. Well, that's awesome. Well, Candy, thanks so much for being with us, and God bless you and all your efforts.
You've been listening to Family Policy Matters, a production of NC Family. to listen to our radio show online, and for more valuable resources and information about issues important to families in North Carolina, go to our website at ncfamily.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.